ततस्तूनि युवकीमो आत्मवान्। The approach in Bhagavad Gita is a thorough approach. An ordinary qualified man may teach the primary student, and a higher educated professor also can give training to the infants. There would be difference.
Rishi Kumar has come to Calcutta?
Yes.
Everything is in consciousness. One is conscious of everything, even every dust. Nothing is unknown and neglected. It is a great achievement. Universal consciousness, that just as we are conscious of our own body, our own things, our own deeds. So universal consciousness is there. Not even a dust is not within his reckon. Every God thing has got fullest record and the position in his consciousness. This is another world, Adhukshaya. Adhukshaya, a diabolical change, cannot but come in the heart of any person. We may lose it, may not have any consciousness, any memory of anything particular. It is clear. Aparam bhavatu janma param janma vivasrata athame tad vijani yang tamadu praktavamiti bahuni me bati dhani janma tava jani. I know anything and everything. Even the whole history of a dust, everything within my knowledge. It is not non-scientific. If we can rise up to this standard, then we can have a diabolical change in our angle of vision. That the background, fully conscious of every atom, nothing is lost in him. The universe, awake, fully awake to the interest of every atom in this world. Background, there is that. And they're not only conscious, but also affection. Affection, interest for everything is recorded, maintained there. That is a graphic change in anyone's life. It's progress towards theism. It is very strengthened. And that is Vasudeva. Within whom everything is living, and he is also living within everything. That is Vasudeva conception of the Supreme Lord. This is not the highest conception, but still the primary conception of the of real theism is here. Purushottam Bhad. Brahmanohi Patishthahang. The Brahma conception all accommodating, but inert. But wakeful, vigilant eye to everything. Everything is recorded with interest. That is at the background of the whole. That Vishnu Paramang Padang, the gist of the Rig Mantra is. Brahmins are advised to utter this mantra before they approach any function. Tad Vishnu Paramang Param Sada Pashyanti Suraya Divi Vachakshura Tatam. This Rig Mantra, a primary mantra in the Rig Veda, the oldest scripture, revealed scripture of the world. So far it is that cause recognition. Tad Vishnu Paramang Padam, the noble feet of Vishnu, Padam aspect, the one noble aspect, lower aspect, noble, lower noble aspect of Vishnu is this. Vishnu Paramanga Sadapashyanti Suraya. The 60 scholars are always to view it in such a way. Sadapashyanti Diviva Chokshuratatam. Just as a big eye over our head. Divi, Manakash, over our head, an infinite eye is over our head. What is that? The Vishnu Param, that is the feet of Vishnu. The feet of Vishnu are at the lowest conception of Vishnu. What is that? That is of this nature. What is this nature? That like an infinite eye, a large eye, always spread on our head, just as the sun. Seeing everything, inspecting everything, whatever is going on here. And that is the holy feet of Vishnu. The characteristic of the holy feet of Vishnu is such. That is the so-called lowest portion of him. There the world is accommodated in a fully conscious atmosphere. Think yourself this and do any activity, any action. That you are such and such. Sambandhagyan. This is your position. So how to approach any action? You get inspiration from such idea, such conception of your life. Draw your inspiration from this sort of conception of the of your environment. The vigilant eye of your guardian is scrutinizing the inspecting everything what you do. But this idea you approach to anyone, any activity, any person, all detected, nothing secret, all open, nothing concealed. This idea, your behavior will be transparent. It will be as clear, as pure as anything. Only just being quintal pure to handle any activity, this yoga or this puja or whatever it may be. Think your position, you are such, such. You are such and such. And you are going to deal with another one in a particular way for particular interest. Always be that your position is such. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya. The Suris and the devotees, the liberated souls, they get such conception of their position in this universe. Divivo chakshuratatam chakshu chakshuminai, the great eye spread on our head. Atatam, and the Surya also. Chakshu means Surya, just like a sun spread on our head. Search light, like a search light over our head is there. Then how shall we do? Can't conceal anything. So we must be pure in and out. Must have to be pure in and out in every action of us, in our all the dealings with the environment. This one mantra of Rigveda, Tad Vishnu Paramam Param, Salabhashanti Shudaya. Always they say like this, their position. And they go on doing. This angle of vision, gone, approach anything and everything. And you cannot contaminate you in any way. And everyone who will come in contact with you, they will also be purified with the touch of such great, normal, happy vision. Darshan, the angle of vision. How to see things we have to learn. The mayik darshan, misconception, interested, local interested, to see things overpowered by prejudiced by local interest, that is mayik darshan. A universal interest to see things from that standpoint. Ishavashyamidam sattva. Everywhere is his rule. Above provincialism, localism, universal view we shall have. Then we are not to suffer from the misconception of local interest. In local interest they must have hit between them. Local may be to the extreme, to one person, to a family, to his village, to his country, to his society, to the humanitarian, excluding the animals and the vegetable kingdom. So there cannot but be clash. Local interest. See everything from the universal interest. Ijavasyam sarvam vasudevamayam jagat. Vasudev, he is everything. Jomang pushyati sarvatra sarvancha mayi pushyati tasyahuno panasami sachano me panasati. One who can have see my presence everywhere. Yumang Pashyati Sapa sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, vice versa. To see everything in him and to see him in everywhere. One who has got such capacity of his position in the universe, then he's never lost in me. He's always with me, and I am also always with him. In Bhagavatam also, Tattva Bhuti Shujapvashit, Bhagavad Bhavamatmano, Bhutani Bhagavatatman Nesha Bhagavat Uttam. Who is the highest type of Bhagavata devotee? What did I begin? Sarva Bhutani Dham Pashit. Sarva Bhutani Shujap Pashit Bhagavad Bhavam. One who can see everywhere the connection of the divinity, of the supreme, not divorced from the cause, right? But all these things in connection with the highest existence, the best existence, Pashyati Sarvat, and Sarvabhuteshu Ja Pashyet Bhagavat Bhavam, the existence of the Lord everywhere. Atmanascha, this is Chidvilas in Bhagavatam. And also his position according to that. He is an enemy to Krishna, so he must be my enemy in accordance to his position. In this way. Sarvabhuteshu Ja Pashyet Bhagavat Bhavam, his attitude, his existence and his attitude with everything, and Atmanascha, and then his own position, what it will be about that thing, accordingly, in accordance, according to his position to the Lord, and his position to that thing, he will have to calculate that what will be my position to that thing then. Sarvabhuteshu Ja Pashyet Bhagavat Bhavam, first, and Atmana, accordingly, what will be my position with them, that. Bhagavat Bhavam, in Chidvilas also it will, in full swing we can get this meaning. Atmana, Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani, and the vice versa. And everything is adjusted with the supreme knowledge in this way, and accordingly, what it will be my relation with that thing. How I shall live there. Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Cha. How he is resting in him, and accordingly how he will rest within me. My relationship is always, should be always calculated in accordance to the relation of anything with the Absolute. First, what is connection with the Absolute, and then accordingly my relation with the Absolute is this, so how I shall have connection with that in accordance to that. This is Bhagavata, Chidvilas. Not in general, but in particular, it has been described here, Mahabhagavata. So the Vaishnava in Vrindavan, when they say, oh, this is my enemy, enemy party, anti-party, still there in particular, universal thought, the consciousness, relationship to the Lord, and then calculated how my relationship with that thing. It is friendly neutral. Friendly, neutral, or enmistic in general. And in particular, there may be infinitely different types. Sarvabhuteshu Ja Pashyet Bhagavat Bhavam Atmana Bhutani Bhagavatya Atmani Nesha Bhagavatam Tava. In Bhagavatam there is a sloka, Parasvabhava Karmani Napasansit Nagarhait Bhishmika Atmakam Pashyam Prakitta Purushi Nacha. Yashodas Babaji came to ask me, what would be the meaning of this? Parasvabhava Karmani Napasansit Nagarhait. We must not praise or we must not blame the nature of others in this world. Parasvabhava Karmani Napasansit Nagarhait. Vishwam ekātmakam pashyam, thinking that the whole world is in common, established in common interest. Ekātmakam pashyam prakritya purusha nacha. And there is a play within prakriti and a purusha. It takes this way. Then what is this? If this be the absolute, then how should we not praise of the Vaishnava? Vaishnava prasamsa, Guru prasamsa, Bhagavan stop, all these things are of what degree? He came to. Right. I told this is in the marginal position. Imagine when withdrawing from this world of mundane differentiation, it is applied only in that stage. But in the higher stage, in the cosmos, the divine cosmos, the differentiation is there according to the degree of serving for the pleasure of Krishna, so many groups, so many parties, anti-parties and neutral parties, and they are praise of Krishna, they are mad in the praise of Krishna. And not only Krishna, Krishna Bhakta, Guru, that is not in this balance, not in this stage of balance, that neither this side nor this side. That is to the fullest extent. Even stealing, thieving, weeping, they are going on there in the highest stage. So what is that? All to satisfy Krishna, a dynamic design has been inaugurated there. So, parasvabhavu karmani natpasaṃsit nagarhait viśvamekātmakam paśyam. It is marginal, from marginal position this view may stand. But when we enter into the Vaikuntha and the Goloka, then again we enter into individual interest and the group interest and all these things there. Let go. But one thing, that no selfish existence or anything, only praying at the hand of the sweet child of Krishna. The ego has been exhaustively removed. There is another ego, only designed to satisfy the whims of Krishna. So from the worldly standpoint, that is, this ahankar has been fully eliminated. But there is within the soul a crash of ego for the satisfaction of the Krishna. It is designed, it is there. So chidvilas. If we are to show the Shankar and the others, they cannot very easily swallow this pill. That how ultimate things may be differentiated in this way. There will be some stealing, lying, and each fighting for interest, and how that can be the highest conception of the Absolute. But only the key is here, that for the satisfaction of Krishna, die to live. And after death, there is a life, there is living. Die to death, only dying is not its own end, but die to live a real life. So there is also life. There we shall live, but we shall have to die wholesale as we are at present. We are prey to local interest. And local interest, that is wrong, no interest. That is supposed, temporarily supposed, artificial interest, not real. So we have to get relief from the poison of local interest. But to have a life that is priority for the Krishna interest, or the Krishna interest, this should be introduced there. Everything will be all right. But to speak in one word, it is very easy, but it means much. Brahmanda bhavide kana bhagyavan ji, Guru Krishna prasade paye bhakti data ji, মালি হইয়া সেই বীজ করে আগমন শ্রবণ কীর্তন জলে করে উপজিয়া বাড়ি লতা ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভেদি যায়। হ্যাঁ, কনসেপশন অফ দিস মান্ডেন লাইফ, ভূ ভুব স মহ জন তপ সত্য, দি মিসকনসেপশন ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ ফিনিশড ইন সত্যলোক, দেন দি বিরজা, দেন দি ব্রহ্মলোক, দে লো হ্যালো, দেন স্পেসিফিকেশন ইন দ্যাট world of hello, consciousness, Brahmaloka, Because you are Brahmalok, very Parabhom, then crossing Shivalok, it comes to Vaikuntha Loka. Tabejaya Tadupari Golok Vrindavan, full-fledged season, and half-speared, our Guru Maharaj's words, hemisphere. Vaikuntha means hemisphere. Why? Half of the two, Santo Dasya and Sokka Ardha. Half of Sokka and Santo Dasya is presented there in Vaikuntha, and not the other part. That is Purna Sokka and Vatsalya and Madhura, not present there. Not open to the public there, to the jiva. But the whole, this full-fledged service is open only in Goloka to one and all. There, full-fledged service. And even so much has to go to that Parokiya, just to enhance the ordinary, just as we have got general hunger, hungry, but if we take a little medicine, the hunger can be increased and we can feed more, eat more. That way, that arrangement, the adjustment of parukyo, that make more intensified. Yashoda in Vatsala Rasa. Krishna is my son. But some say that no, he is not my son, he's son of Vasudeva. How that is possible? That he may be Vasudeva's son. Such beautiful, charming boy, he is not mine. This sort of mentality increases her affection. Many fold more towards Krishna, towards Gopal, towards the child. If I lose him, how I shall stand? Then I must serve him with more affection. I may not have the chance, they say. So this idea increases the affection more, and also in reaction, the satisfaction, the bliss, the ecstasy is also of that order. So in friendly circle, the friends think, oh, some say Gopal, he is Narayan, he is not amongst our friends as we are all. We may lose him, the chance of losing such a company. How can we live then? So with this apprehension that we may lose, our position may not linger for a long time, it increases the affection more. So this is the key to Parokiya conception, in Madhura Rasa also, in that magnitude, that quality. I may lose. How it is possible to stand? To stand, to remain, to maintain our existence. It is impossible. With this earnestness they come to meet, to do any service. This is more intensified. This way, this has been invented by Yoga Maya for the service of Krishna. Vengeance, more intensified. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Krishna. Krishna. Rupa Goswami says there are four qualifications extra which is not in Narayana, in Krishna. Ordinary 50 qualities we find meager conception in every soul. But there are some gods where we can trace more 5 with little greater magnitude. Indradi Devata, Shivadi Devata. The Panchana, 55. But in Narayana we find in full 60 qualities. In the fullest form. But in Krishna we find 64 in the fullest form. And what are those? Four, which is not in Narayana, it is mentioned, is flute, that is sound, shabda, most charming sound he can produce. Every nerve is attracted by the sound of the flute. Shabda madhurya, venu madhurya. Venu madhurya means shabda madhurya. Such a peculiar sweet sound he can produce that whenever anyone come in touch of that, he's mad to run towards the source of that sound. Can't help. Shabda madhurya. Nama madhurya. Shabda means name. Sound. The sweetness, sound. Then goon is eliminated. I have some suspicion here. Naam, roop, goon, lila, parikar. The goon is omitted, the quality. What for? I can't understand. Then, roop, goon. Then, roopa madhurya. Sabda madhurya, the next second is namnasti sabanam, tata sabanecha, tata rupa, rupasya, spuranam bhavati. From name, then comes, next comes the color, the beauty. The beauty, personal beauty. First, the charm of his fruit, that the sound, and the second, the charm of his beauty. That is, there is no parallel in this world that can attract the heart to its to every point. Rupa madhurya. So nam rup, then gun, the third is omitted. Then parikar. Parimandalam, paraphernalia. His paraphernalia. In Vatsala Rasa, in Sukha Rasa, in Madhura Rasa, the paraphernalia that is incomparable to any of other avatar of Narayana, even himself. It is unprecedented, the paraphernalia. Such a sweet and such a touching, affectionate paraphernalia, we cannot find anywhere, everywhere. Nowhere we can find. And then last, Leela Kadlulo Bharisi. The fourth is Leela Madhurya. It's Leela. His dealings amongst his, in his circle. That is of such adhut means wonderful nature. That wave. That wave. Whenever and what, from what point it, oozing comes out and how overflows everything, that is all unknown to us. In Dharaka, calling Brahma. Brahma told, who Brahma? Which Brahma has come? Brahma thought, which Brahma? Only one Brahma, and I am the master. And he inquires, which Brahma? What's this? Still, what to do? This is Sanakpita, Chaturmukh Brahma. The 400 Brahma, the father of Sanak, I come with praise in form. And when he went there, he found, what is that? I am only 400, this 100-headed, the 1,000-headed, the million-headed Brahma, nonplussed. The Leela, Brahma, to test him, took his the cowboys and the calves and concealed in some cave. Then he came to test that while the things are going on, let me see. He has come that, oh, the same cowboy with a marshal on his mount and with a stick in his hand. Just like an ordinary cowboy. He is going. A very good comparison has been given here in Bhagavad. Very nice. Just as in daytime we cannot find any glow on and the light of the day and the stars also and also in the night of Amavasya, the new moon, we cannot find the trace, the existence of fog. The fog is absorbed, the darkness of the fog is absorbed in new moon night, Amavasya. The dense darkness can absorb, and also the strong light of sun can absorb the light of the glow on. So Brahma's Maya. He wanted to test, to deceive, to test that was absorbed. Leela, adhut leela, which simply impossible. There is a boy, Dinavarta has come, like a storm. Yashoda carrying the Gopal in her waist, and Dinavarta has come to kill him, the boy, sent by Kamsa. Suddenly Yashoda felt that he is very heavy, could not keep her in the lap. She had to take him down on the earth. And that wind took the boy away. Yashoda was nonplussed, my boy. I could not keep. And from my lap I get down the boy, and the wind take him away. He is lamenting like anything. She is lamenting. Then next moment found that the great demon is on the earth, and on his neck that boy Gopal embracing his neck, he's just on over it. God has said how the demon has been lost, we don't know. But if the boy would be below and the demon would be above, then I boy should be pressed to kill, must be killed. But a chance has saved him that he is just over the body, just of the demon. In this way, playfully, big demons, it is also stated, just as in Ramalila, Ravan Kumbhakarna, they showed their valor and strength in a great way. But as Krishna Lila, Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan, they are the demons. Those, it is not described in such a dreadful way, still they are more stronger than the demons in Ramalila. Ramalila. That came to disturb Krishna Lila, they are more powerful and more strong. But so playfully they were managed that we think that all by accident Krishna is saved accidentally, and no attempt from his was necessary at all. This is Lila. Lila kallu lovarithi. So naam roop, manse shabda madhurjo, venu madhurjo, then rupa madhurjo, then parikara madhurjo, and vaishishtya, and lila madhurjo. These four are exceptional, which can never be found any other place. not even in Narayana, who is the source of 60 full qualifications we can conceive ever. Another god, Shivaji, including Mahadev, Indra, specially empowered, 55, and ordinary jiva only 50. And the special qualifications, which not found even in Krishna, and found 25 in Sri Radhika. Special 25 there. It has been given for us to understand, to follow, to conceive how they are possible. That is also mentioned. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Rasu Visha, Ukhila Rasamita Murti, the background of the knowledge. Knowledge is only searching element, searching for ecstasy, searching for bliss, happiness. That is knowledge. Knowledge means consciousness. Consciousness not in a complete thing. It is incomplete because it is searching for fulfillment. That is consciousness. It is greater, holds greater position than ordinary things as stone, as wood, as earth. They have got no conception of their own existence. But consciousness is conscious of his own existence. But he is in want, and he is always searching for something, for his fulfillment. And what is that fulfillment? That is rasa. Rasa, that is the highest interior. That is the most fundamental substance we can ever conceive. And that is anandam, that is rasam. Both consciousness and existence is presupposed there. Already there. Ananda means fulfillment. Plus consciousness, perception, and plus existence. A fossil can have existence only, but no consciousness. But the soul can have consciousness and existence, both, but not the fulfillment. But in anandam, these three fully existing. So, sacchida ananda, satyam, shivam, sundaram, in this way, the original, the most fundamental thing is rasa, rasa visha, rasa. Is the most fundamental substance. Ukhila Rasamita Murti. And Rupa Goswami says, what is Krishna? Now all sorts of rasa, fully adjusted, coming to show a beautiful fear. They are properly adjusted. Whatever what should be in this way, the proper adjustment of the whole rasa in a particular beautiful sphere, that is Krishna. And particular beautiful sound in the name of Krishna, in this way. So, rasu we show, the rasa himself. So in scientific inquiry, search, we must have such sort of conception about Krishna and his lila and his paraphernalia and his dham, his plane, all these things. We must have some conception in this way. Hare Krishna, Hare, not unreasonable, not non-scientific, by scientific basis, lila. We when we learn to